Now on to the final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Kerry O'Connor has the lead. Peter, she has 5 points. Tom Baudette has 2. Paula Poundstone, 1.
All right.
Peter, I'd like to go first.
I think I can accommodate you, Paula. Since you are in third place, you'll go first.
I was hoping you wouldn't say it if I just...
I understand.
This is going to be such a come-from-behind victory.
It's really not a problem. Paula, here we go. They're rooting for you.
I'm ready.
You're in third place. You'll go first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
I'm in third place, aren't I, Peter?
You are, Paula. There's no need to really just dwell on it. Let's just move on.
Yeah. I am third.
Testifying on Capitol Hill on Thursday, Leon Panetta defended the military response to the attacks on the consulate in blank last year.
Benghazi.
Right.
I'm in third.
On Tuesday, computer company blank announced it was taking a $24.4 billion buyout and going private.
Dell.
Yes. Bill Clinton and Michael Bloomberg were among those who spoke at the funeral this week for former New York Mayor blank.
Koch.
Yes, Ed Koch. Paramedics in New South Wales announced this week that they'd been called out this year to treat as many blanks as shark bites.
As many people with those plastic soda holders around their neck.
No. As many guinea pig bites as shark bites.
Last weekend
at the Super Bowl halftime show, the other members of Destiny's Child joined superstar blank on stage.
Beyonce.
Yes, Scottish Terrier Barney, the former first dog belonging to blank, died last week at age 84 in dog years.
George Bush.
Exactly right. George W. Bush, according to a restaurant
who
in Japan.
Who was 340 in dog years.
Exactly.
I'm in third place, Peter. Let's go.
Here we go. Just waiting for a moment to leap in. According to a restaurant in Japan, blank could be the next hot food trend.
I do know this. Housefly.
No. Dirt.
Yes, that's right. I put you in fourth place, Peter.
The restaurant, which is called Nekite Pa, has a new menu filled with dirt, salad with dirt dressing, oriental clams with a top layer of sediment, and for dessert, dirt ice cream. The dirt is made of volcanic ashes mixed with soil and plants. One problem for the restaurant, a lot of the patrons have been sending dishes back because the plates have specks of food on them.
Wow.
Carl, how did Paula do?
Paula had 5 correct answers. Peter, for 10 more points, she now has 11 points and has moved from third to first place.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Tom, you are up next. Fill in the blank. After an earthquake struck offshore Wednesday, rescuers went to the aid of villages in the Solomon Islands that were hit by a blank.
A tsunami.
Right. As of Tuesday, the Royal Canadian Mint officially stopped making and distributing blank.
Muskox.
No. Pennies. No more pennies in Canada. On Wednesday, the Boy Scouts of America delayed a vote on admitting blanks until May.
Gays.
Right. After extensive studies, scientists have determined that just like cats, the insects known as aphids always blank.
Land on her feet.
Aren't they clever? Budweiser, yes, announced this week that fans had voted to name the baby blank featured in its Super Bowl ad, Hope.
Oh, geez. Was it the little horse?
Yeah, no, which is a kind of...
Clydesdale.
Clydesdale, yes.
Right.
On Tuesday, Punxsutawney Phil, Staten Island Chuck, Jimmy the Groundhog, and other groundhogs across the nation predicted blank.
That we were going to have 6 more weeks of winter.
No, in early spring this time. A brawl broke out at a highly anticipated...
Oh, wait, wouldn't that be early? I mean, it's only 6 weeks from now.
No. A brawl broke out at a highly anticipated strip show in Wales when a fabulous stripper named Fabio was replaced at the last minute with blank.
With Andrew Weiner.
No. With a stripper named Leon Zabadowski.
I can see
the ladies came expecting to see Fabio, not that Fabio, but an even more fabulously young, handsome Fabio, when out walked 29-year-old Leon Zabadowski, wearing gray sweatpants and suspenders. One attendee told the Daily Telegraph, quote, he looked like he had come off the street, he was unshaven, and he didn't have a six-pack. In fact, he looked like he had been hit in the face with a wok, unquote.
I was close.
Instead of his dance routine, Leon stood there while the woman heckled him, and an enormous brawl broke out. All this before Leon could perform the famous full Zebedowski. Weird fact. He was born Cody Steele, but when he became a stripper, he changed his name to Leo Zebedowski. How did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, but Paula still has the lead with 11. Yeah.
All right, so how many then does Kerry need to win this and uphold the honor of Texas?
3 to tie and 4 to win outright.
Okay, Kerry, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. In order to avoid the sequester coming up on March 1st, blank called for short-term spending cuts and tax reform this week.
President Obama.
Exactly right. According to a poll by Quinnipiac University, more than 90% of U.S. voters are in favor of background checks for all blank buyers.
Gun.
Yes, on Wednesday, the FAA approved a one-time-only flight of Boeing's grounded blank from Texas to Washington.
787 Dreamliner.
Yes, the confirmation hearings for John Brennan, President Obama's pick to head the blank, began Thursday.
CIA.
Yes, a family in Brazil was surprised to find their healthy pet tortoise in a back room of their house because blank.
He died.
No, because they lost her over 30 years ago.
Whoa. Wow.
Animal Planet announced that a record 12.4 million viewers tuned in to watch The Blank last Sunday.
Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. This week, Malaysian Airlines announced it would now be offering a blank-free zone on their flights.
Kid-free?
Kid-free zone. A restaurant owner in Norfolk, England, is defending his right to sell what he calls the kids' breakfast consisting of blank.
Beer.
No. The kids' breakfast consists of 12 pieces of bacon, 12 sausages, 6 eggs, 4 slices of bread and butter, 4 slices of toast, 4 slices of fried bread, 2 hash browns, an 8 egg, cheese, and potato omelet, sauteed potatoes, beans, and tomatoes. The breakfast at Jester's Diner is called the kids' breakfast, not because it's for kids, but because it weighs as much as a kid. The restaurant owner calls it a once-in-a-lifetime challenge, which I don't think anyone is arguing with, because if you get it down, that's the end of your life. Carl, how did Kiri do? Did she do well enough to win?
She needed 4 to win outright. She had 6 correct answers. So
there
with 17 points, Kiri O'Connor is this week's champion.
Sorry, Paula.
Show off.